from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Welcome to one and all. It's Friday. We made it. May 21st. We got a great show in store for you today. Father Andrew Winchittle coming up here soon. Going to talk about Sunday's gospel, a little spiritual chat with Father Andrew. 7:15, Joe Stopulis is going to be on. He's one of the board members for our men's conference that's happening tomorrow. We want to talk all about it and how you should get your tickets today. Yes, indeed. 7:45, Barbara Decker is going to be on. She's the executive director of Catholic Charities. There's a cool idea that they've come up with called Breakfast with the Bishop. It's a new event, and we're going to talk all about it, promote it, and give you an opportunity to maybe even participate in it. We'll also talk a little bit about Catholic Charities over the past year and get some updates on some things that they've been working on as well. So I've been wanting to check in with Barbara for a while. Dr. Barbara Decker has just done some awesome things, I know, over at Mercy College of Health Sciences and now at Catholic Charities. And so it'll be a treat to be able to have her on about 7:45 today. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of TV 13, meteorologist Megan Selwell, your saint of the day. Jimmy, you'll have your traffic. And Deacon Tony Valdez right now with our morning offering.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, our most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, good sir.
Well, good morning, John. Are you getting ready for tomorrow, my friend?
I am ready. I cannot wait. It is going to be a phenomenal event.
Mm-hmm. Chomping at the bit, are you?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Men's conference beginning. Mass, optional mass at 7:30, and then we tee off at 9 o'clock and have some fun till about 12:30.
As I mentioned, the Hawkeye postgame show will last probably till a little bit past one. For those that want to stick around for that with Mr. Dolphin, who is our featured speaker, Gary Dolphin, and Tim Jamison, I'm sure they'll both be joining us for that.
It's a good way to put it, the postgame show. I like that.
Yeah, stop the snile, take care of that. You Cyclone fans can be dismissed.
We'll see ourselves at the door.
Yeah.
I see.
That's how we roll. Remember, it was a year ago, it was a Cyclone Fest.
Yeah.
And, I endured that. Now, I did have to go to confession twice, once before and after, and you can do that at the conference.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
not kidding.
We have it available. We have it available for Iowa State fans, I guess, this time around.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, we'll be indoors, and good thing we were going to be indoors. We've had the rain all week, which we've needed, but we got a little severe weather last night just west of Des Moines. Over in the Winterset, Woodward, and Boone area, they had a little wind, maybe possible tornado damage. So hopefully folks are recovering from that. Yeah, it was about 9:30 last night. I saw the weather bulletins go on the TV, and it's like, oh, great, nighttime severe weather. That's all we need.
I did not hear. So there was a tornado that touched down?
Well, they were predicting it on the radar, but now they're going to go out today and try to find remnants of it. But started down in Winterset and then moved up to over to Woodward, then up to Boone, and we don't know much other than there was some damage and wind damage right now. Well, the authorities are going to check that out today.
I see. Well, we got some rain yesterday. I mean, it was coming down last night. It was supposed to grill, but and then we had some baseball games canceled, so it was a night inside.
Yeah, it didn't really affect the high school girls and boys state track meet at Drake Stadium. As long as it wasn't lightning, they were running in the rain. And I watched on and off yesterday some of the events. Some of the Dowling kids were performing, and they ran. There was some downpours, John. The 3,200 meter run, I think it was the boys. That was very wet.
Huh. I mean, do they have like spikes on their shoes, or is the
yes?
Okay,
yes.
So they're able to get some grip.
You were not out for track, I'm guessing.
I was not a track guy, no.
I see, yeah. We have spikes on the bottom of our shoes, John. Okay. Just the front part. Just the front part
the
of
front
our
part
shoes.
The front part of the back. Shoes, yeah. I see.
Didn't know if you knew that.
I don't think I've ever seen a pair of track shoes before, so. I've got my running shoes now, but I definitely did not have any running shoes when I was in high school.
I can't wait for Joe from Sioux City to ask his first question of you tomorrow morning at the men's conference.
He's got it. How much did you weigh in high school? That's the question you got to ask.
Oh, that'll be the second question. Oh, I'm writing this down for him, as you know. I'm writing it all down for him.
Oh, yeah. So. I know. Got it.
So, and today we're expecting, a little bit more rain. Not as heavy as yesterday, but we're going to see rain up to about 2, 3 o'clock, and then they say it's supposed to clear up and be partly cloudy. So I'm going to hold the meteorologist to that, Jerry Ann Ritter and Megan Selwall over at TV 13. I hope they're right.
I hope so, too, and I hope we get a nice little weekend here, and I think we might.
Yeah, it just certainly looks like it. All right, right now in Des Moines at the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwall. Currently here at the Mercy One Studios in Central Iowa, cloudy skies. There's some rain in the area, 68 degrees, and humidity up there at 90% once again with a south-southeast wind this morning at 10 miles per hour. Today we will see scattered showers throughout the day and then some sun late in the afternoon. They're saying right now after 3 o'clock everything could pass. We'll see. High of 78 degrees. It'll be humid with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy. Overnight low of 67 degrees. And then tomorrow on your Saturday, stray storms are possible and warmer. High of 80 degrees. Same forecast for Sunday. High of 82 degrees with some stray storms. And Monday, showers and thunderstorms return with a high of 84 degrees. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, weekly jobless claims here in the state of Iowa are up, which is an unusual spike in a month-long downward trend. Now, first-time jobless claims rose in the most recent week, as did ongoing claims, which were up by 5%. Now, ongoing jobless claims, which more accurately reflect the state's actual unemployment rate, and Iowa's overall monthly rate remains tied for fourth lowest in the country at 3.7%. First-time weekly jobless claims jumped by 841. That's a spike of about 20%. Ongoing jobless claims for the most recent week jumped to 1,187. That reflects a spike of about 5% following a 6% drop in the previous week. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, high school girls and boys state track meet at Drake Stadium held in the rain. And on the Dowling side, the Dowling girls, Emily Ball, Dowling senior, was third in the shot put. On the boys side, in the third 200-meter run, Jackson Heidish, a sophomore, placed first, and Will Ryan, a senior, placed third for Dowling Catholic. And then junior Mikey McLean qualified in the 100-meter and 200-meter dash, and those finals will be held tomorrow. Yesterday afternoon, AAA baseball was held at Principal Park. The Iowa Cubs defeated the Omaha Storm Chasers by the score of 16-1. Iowa Cubs benefited from 5 home runs. Tonight, same two teams, first pitch 7 o'clock at Principal Park, and fireworks following the ball game. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved. Well, the Cardinals and Milwaukee had the day off in the National League, but the Cubs win. The Cubs played and they defeated the Washington Nationals 5-2 at Wrigley Field. In the American League, the Twins and the Los Angeles Angels split a doubleheader out in Los Angeles. In Game 1, the Angels defeated the Twins 7-1, and the second game, Minnesota defeated the LA Angels 6-3. The White Sox and Kansas City had the day off. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has the girls' state track meet going on. Both Dowling teams qualified, and the large schools today will take the track at 3:30 at Drake Stadium, and then tomorrow they'll run at 2 o'clock. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, currently we have cloudy skies, rain in the area, and 68 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. The humidity up there at 90% this morning. Today we'll see scattered showers throughout the day, then some sun late in the day, mainly after 3 o'clock. They think everything will be moved out. A high of 78 degrees with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are accident-free as things are starting off this morning, but as Mark was talking with the track meet going on at Drake Stadium, that is putting a lot of traffic in the Drake neighborhood, so expect a lot of delays for that area. Also, some road closures you'll need to work your way around. Also, Dew Tour continues this afternoon downtown there at the Lorenzen Skate Park. They had a second avenue closed between Park and I-235. Even has Crocker there just off of Wells Fargo Arena closed as well with that going on. So just lots of traffic happening this weekend, so be careful while you are out and about today. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
What time are you skateboarding?
What time am I skateboarding? Yeah. I'm not.
Down there.
Dude,
oh,
I've never skateboarded
You're
ever.
Not in that thing?
I would, like, break my entire body.
You said 30 countries are represented
there?
Yeah,
I think I heard it's like 30 countries are represented. I know for sure, like, Poland, there's some people in from California. But, yeah, all over the country, all over the world are
people
here for...
California's the new country, right?
Well, exactly. Well, the countries, but, I mean, yeah, for no, states, I too. I mean, yeah, there's just a ton of people in.
I have heard it's a really... neat place that they built.
It is, and I mean, this is a really neat opportunity this weekend. I mean, again, these are Olympic trials for skateboarding.
It's a real deal.
What they're doing, and they actually had to call it because of the rain yesterday. Mm. In fact, I was hearing someone talking about it. They've had two things going against them during these trials. Is number one, it's a new skate park, so that means it's not been worn down, so it's never been used.
That makes sense.
So it's slick, kind of like going roller skating,
right?
And then with the rain, just adding that to it is making it even slicker. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, if nothing else, you know, while they're out there, we don't want any major, you know, snafus or hurts. So, pray for them while they're you know, skateboarding.
I wonder if they're going to keep that place open for the public afterwards.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the idea.
That's
it's a skate park, but, yeah, they're using it for this. I mean, I think that's the idea. Why else would you park, but build the largest skate park in the country?
An Olympic-style skate park in Des Moines, Iowa. That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the update. Let's go to Father Andrew Winchittle now, your Iowa Catholic Radio spiritual advisor. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, here we go. It's a short gospel, though. John 7.
Right. Oh, well, 7?
Am I on the wrong one? I got two options here. The bishops give us... No, the bishops give us... Three options I see here. Okay, well, you take it away. Which one are you choosing?
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to go with the first one, which is probably the first one I think in most cases is John 20 verses 19 to 23.
Here we go.
And you're right. Yeah, it's relatively short, just what, 5 verses, but it packs a lot in there. There's so much going on here. What we have is Jesus after the resurrection appearing to the disciples. And he says, peace be with you. In fact, a couple times he says that. And yet he shows them his hands and his side. Mm. So here he's saying, peace be with you, twice, and yet he's showing them these marks of violence that were done to him, right? Holes in his hands and in his side. And says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And that really struck me the other day that here he's showing them what his being sent by the Father got him. Again, those marks of violence, being murdered, crucified on the cross, and yet resurrected. So here he's making all these connections for them and telling them to go forth and then institutes the sacrament of reconciliation by saying whose sins you forgive are forgiven them and whose sins you retain are retained. And just before he does that, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. And so here we have the sacrament of reconciliation with the help of the Holy Spirit. Sins are not to be forgiven without the aid of the Holy Spirit. In fact, in that prayer of absolution that we as priests recite in confession, calls down the Holy Spirit or invokes the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins.
We are a culture that doesn't like authority very well. And here, Jesus is all about authority. And he gives, as you said, the authority of his mercy, of his forgiveness, to grant that to his apostles, the first bishops of the church. And we know through an unbroken line of successors, all the way down to our very bishop, Bishop Johnson, whose lineage comes from one of the first 12, And the priests, of course, representing the bishop in his ministry, here we have the authority that those that Jesus gave, the authority to forgive our sins. So lest anyone think that this sacrament of confession is optional or something, you know, you can or you know, don't have to do, or it's just kind of there and unimportant. You know, right here on Pentecost, Jesus institutes it, and we see the importance of it and just how serious the apostles took it afterwards, as we know.
Right, and I'm glad you brought up the word authority. Consider the root word of that is author. Right? Mm-hmm. And who else has the power to forgive sins than the author of life himself is Jesus Christ, through whom everything is created, the very author of life, so that he can restore that broken life. And I say broken because obviously sin does great damage to our relationship with God and with each other. And this is the peace that he brings. Again, he says, peace be with you. Is as sin has done violence, has done harm to your relationship with God and others, so I bring peace, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, that life is restored.
I like it. Happy Pentecost, Father. Have a great Pentecost Sunday, and keep up the great work.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. That's Father Andrew Winchell, everyone. Coming up right after this, we are going to have Joe Stopulis, and we're going to talk about the men's conference and ways that you can get signed up. Today, it's not the last day that you can sign up because we are taking walk-ins, but I want to encourage as many men as possible. Ladies, if you're listening and perhaps your man is not listening right now, either turn the dial on a little bit louder or put the phone over there by him one way or two way, whatever way, get him to listen to this next segment. We want men there, and we're going to tell you why right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, Dean. I think I'm going to see him a little bit later at noon ball today. Residential Re-Roofs, 30-plus years in business, 963-4494. Residential Re-Roofs and light commercial jobs for 30-plus years. All throughout Central Iowa, 963-4494.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230.
Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Matthew's Gospel features an angel announcing that Christ has conquered sin and death. Hi, I'm Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. You can help ensure that the joyful message of Easter continues to be announced throughout Central Iowa and beyond. Consider a sustaining gift of $30 a month. Donate at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
One,
Talk a little Catholic Charities coming up in the second half hour. Dr. Barbara Decker is going to be on the show. And they've got a new event that they're promoting and here to promote called Breakfast with the Bishop. So we'll have that for you. And we're going to talk a little bit about the last year for Catholic Charities, what they've done and what they've really what they've gone through and the help they know that is out there that is needed. And they really have done some great work. So speaking of Catholic Charities, we've got a board member here. Joe Stopulis. Didn't think I'd put that title on you, did you?
Look at that segue. Yes. That was really good.
It worked out really well. I was practicing. You've been on the board for how long?
I am the newest. I'm a baby board member. I started at the beginning of last year, so right when COVID hit is about the time I had to join. So I've been on a lot of virtual meetings, John.
I bet you have, my friend. Well, you speaking of that and everything that you're a part of, and really kind of a lead driver for this men's conference. Let me ask you this. When you know, months ago when we were thinking, are we going to do a men's conference this May? Are we going to do it next fall? Are we going to do it next year? You really were open to all of it, but you really like this idea of getting together on May 22nd of 2021, really just getting after it.
Well, I think when the stars aligned, we were at a crossroads, John. There was clearly demand for it. There were a lot of people who were itching to get back
together.
You were
hearing about it.
And we were getting asked about it and whatnot, but at the same time, we wanted to make sure it was going to be a successful event. And so we were just kind of, you know, wondering, is May too soon? And I mean, sure enough, I think we've proven that it's not. And I think now that the hospitalizations are down to basically zero, we've gotten rid of the mask mandate. You can see these things are opening up, and people want to get back together. And I've seen this the last few weeks. And so the timing, I don't think, could be any better, John. Quite honestly, we got kind of lucky on how well this timing has worked out.
I mean, we were made for one another, you know, and so over the course of the last year when so many and we've had to isolate, it's been tough. It's been, of course, tough, you know, physically on so many others and people that have suffered through the virus itself, but psychologically, emotionally, you know, there are some severe effects that have gone through and you know, even me and all of us, we've all changed a little bit because of this.
Yeah, there's no question that I think all of us now realize probably more than ever that we are made for communion, that we're made for one another, that we're made for human contact. And you just can't replace that. Mm-hmm. I mean, as great as Zoom is, I remember, John, the first Zoom call I did. I'm like, that is the coolest thing ever. my mind was blown by this. And within about a month, I'm like, all right, that was good. That was cool for a little bit of time. It's a nice Band-Aid, but it doesn't replace human contact. I mean, John, the demand for people getting back together, I'll tell you, if you look at some of the churches I've seen, I was at the Basilica this weekend. It was jammed with people. My wife went to the event last night at St. Augustine's, and it was, she said, basically full. People want to get back together, and they want to do it, especially in the Catholic Christian communities.
Wow. Well, we're giving them an opportunity. Tomorrow's the day, my friend. Can you believe it?
That's unbelievable.
Here we go.
I am excited. I mean, it came to us so quickly.
Yeah.
Because it's so quickly, and it's already here. So.
7:30 is going to be optional mass with the bishop, and we want you to be there for the mass. If you can make it for the mass, you know, that's the most important part of this conference. I mean, the holy sacrifice of the mass, there it is, the most powerful prayer we have, and the most powerful prayer in the world. We're going to be praying with our bishop at 7:30 tomorrow. If you can't make it, we understand. Registration starts at 8, and then 9 o'clock, we're going to really kick this thing off, and you and I are going to do just that, and by introducing Tim Jamison. Tell me about Tim.
So Tim, I mean, Tim is a local legend
it's a good way to put it. I like
small,
that
in small circles. So let me pull back before we get to Tim. I want to tell you this. You know, last year, John, after, so I gave one of the keynotes last year, and there was feedback from board members and from other people that it was really good to see somebody from the Des Moines community up there. They said it's great because you are just like everybody else, right? You're in the same pew as us on Sundays, and there's something like edifying about that, something that's uplifting to know that there are people in the Des Moines community. And so because of that, you know, the feedback we got on that, we have lots of talented people here who have great stories in Des Moines that can help people in their faith journey, and Tim Jamison's clearly one of those people. So Tim Jamison and I, in the last, call it 4 years, have become just great friends, and Tim's got he's got a unique story in one sense and an extraordinarily normal story in a lot of senses. He's a father of four. He's got a job, works a job, family, all the normal things that all of us have, John. But then he's got this part of him where if you know who Father Louis Grazing is from the Sioux City Diocese, he's actually his cases of canonization. He's been many hundreds of miracles attributed to him throughout his life, and Tim got to shadow him. And because of that, Tim received a lot of these gifts of the Holy Spirit and witnessed all these miracles. And now Tim's on the other side of that. He's now helping people through the work of God in performing a lot of these healing miracles in the Des Moines area. And I've seen them. I've witnessed them. And so he's going to talk about the power of God today in the world. I think, John, when we scheduled this, I did not know Pentecost was the next day. Nah. I had no idea. You could not schedule better. And, I mean, Tim lives the Pentecostal spirit in the world today. And there's no one better than I know. And, I mean, John Ricardo is calling Tim Jameson for his help. That's the kind of guy this is. And people don't realize that. I mean, we've John Ricardo calling Tim for his help.
Yeah, Father has enlisted Tim Jameson's help. And he's right here locally. I mean, you know, as you said, right in our own backyard. And I have spoken to people that have shared some stories with me about Tim and the work that the Holy Spirit is doing with him that I, you know, you almost don't believe them at first, but the more they pile up and the more people say of the prayers of and what the Spirit is doing through him, and he's not, you know, some guru in any way. He's just allowing the Spirit to work. I mean, he said that numerous times. This is all God. And this is what God is doing, and through His work, I can't be more excited to listen to Tim tomorrow. He's going to tee off. So then we've got Gary Dolphin in the second half of the conference. And I don't know, man. I think we got a home run crew.
Yeah, I mean, I got a few texts this week about the interview I had with Gary Dolphin, and I mean the guys. People are excited about him. He's, again, this is something people didn't know. I didn't know he was Catholic. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And then I have him on the radio show, and he starts kind of going off on all these super Catholic things. And I know he's excited about it. And he gets the opportunity to talk about the Hawks every day of his life. But what actually matters is the faith. And he said that on my show as much. He goes, listen, if I can help someone grow in their faith, that's something that's way more important to me than the Iowa Hawkeyes. And so he gets it. And again, I think I'll tell you his story. He shared a snippet of it, John, on my show. And Barbara Deckey, she needs to hear the story. I'm going to share it with the board. His life, you know, his dad died at age 36 of an enlarged heart. He was the oldest of seven kids at age like 13 or something. And so he basically had to, you know, maybe he was 14. He had to raise the family. And he said, I'll never forget the next day or a couple days later after the funeral, Catholic Charity shows up at my door. Wow. And they helped us through all this stuff. Oh, yeah. So extraordinarily powerful story about I couldn't believe it. I mean, you think of the spiritual side of the church that helped him spiritually to get over the loss of his father, but then also the actual physical helping side of the church. You had the social justice side of the church. All of it came to a head in his life at a very young age and has remained throughout. So yeah, he's got a great story about the power of the church.
Man, this is going to be a fun conference. I really cannot wait. And, man, if you want to get your tickets, please do at iowacatholicradio.com. If you want to get them today early, you can just show up, and we are going to take some walk-ins. That's fine as well, but we'd love to get a good count of what we've got going on tomorrow. Again, Mass at 7:30, that's optional. Then we start registration from 8 to 9, and then we're just going to kick it off right at 9 o'clock and keep that day moving. Half day, get you out of there, back home in the early afternoon. Joe Stopulis and I are going to take the reins. We're going to have some fun too, my friend.
No question, we're going to have some fun. That's what we're here.
I am ready. Joe Stopulis, everyone. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for your work.
See you tomorrow, John.
All right. Barbara Decker, yes, she's going to be on. Executive Director of Catholic Charities coming up next with a new event they're promoting. But also, we're going to talk about the last year. What have we seen with Catholic Charities, and how have things changed a little bit? I know there's a lot of you that give money to Catholic Charities and the work that they do. We'll talk a little bit about that as well, all things Catholic Charities with Dr. Decker at 7:45 today. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, friends, for being a part of the show. And thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. Now, you know that. But most of us don't know something goes wrong until it actually does go wrong, and that makes things a little uncomfortable. Trusted plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each and every time. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Despite Peter's threefold denial of Jesus, Jesus graciously reconciles Peter by this threefold affirmation of his love for him. Jesus warns that death is inevitable, but we'll be better prepared for it if we subjugate our desires to his. Thankfully, with the hope that he gives us, we trust that death in this world isn't the end, and he reminds us that any good leader is first a follower of him.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Pentecost this Sunday, everyone. Come Holy Spirit. If you didn't know, wear red, if you can. Wear red. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have anything red. My kids do, because of their school, but I don't think I do. So we'll see what I have to do. We'll see. I got a red pen in my hand. Maybe I'll bring that with me. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. It is Friday, and I know you're ready to celebrate.
I am always ready to celebrate a good Friday here, and this is where we are.
That's right. Looking for ideas for the color red. Is that the deal for Pentecost upon us on Sunday? Is that?
I don't think I have even so much as a polo or something that's red. I'm trying to think here. Again, my kids do, but I don't think I do. Do you got something?
No, I'm a Cubs fan and a Hawkeye fan, so I have black and the blue. So sorry, I can't help you out.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Our priests will
Cardinal
be wearing red.
Yes, they will. You'll talk to Cardinal fans. They can help you out.
Yeah, they'll have plenty. They would have plenty, no doubt.
So you're having Dr. Decker on next. We have some mutual friends. She was in charge of Mercy Hospital for many years.
Yes, she was.
Retiring, and Just a tremendous woman. Looking forward to that interview later on this half hour, John.
Well, she's got quite the resume. She's done some great work and now has moved into Catholic Charities realm and mm-hmm. has been there for a few years now and doing some great work. Everywhere she goes, I just hear really good things. So looking forward to talking to her.
Well, when you mention the word Catholic Charities, and there's many examples out there, but Gary Dolphin's going to share that with us tomorrow at the men's conference about his experience with Catholic Charities way back when. Mm-hmm. And they are a tremendous organization, and Dr. Decker's one to have one of the people at the helm, one of the well-known people and a tremendous person.
Yeah, Joe Stopulis was just talking about that. He's going to share that story with Dr. Decker sometime of Gary Dolphin's because they played a big role in his life.
No question about that. So, but yeah, lots going on in Des Moines today. We've got the high school girls and boys state track meet at Drake Stadium. Of course, that creates traffic issues. I know Jimmy lives in that neighborhood, so that's interesting for him each day. Hmm. The Olympic qualifier skateboarding going on at Laridson Skate Park down on right next door to Wells Fargo Arena between Wells Fargo and the river. That is going to be a public place, John, after this Olympic qualifier is over. It'll be a public place for skateboarders, and what a tremendous piece of property that was to it was nothing and now it is something.
We might get a boom in skateboarding here in Iowa after that, especially Des Moines.
Well, the Des Moines did not have a place for skateboarders. Some of the suburbs did. I noticed little skate parks here and there, but we never had one in Des Moines, and that finally was just built, and now they have the Olympic qualifier there. I know they had some issues with the rain. They had a postponed yesterday late afternoon and evening's events, but they'll be going on all weekend down there. And so looking forward to that. And, yeah, Iowa Catholic Radio's Men Conference at the Embassy Suites tomorrow. And I'll be down there bright and early. I may have to go to confession, I think, just before.
You get down there, and before, I'm looking forward to seeing you and many other hundreds of men from Central Iowa.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it earlier, John. If there are the wives out there, girlfriends, whatever, purchase that ticket and send your man down there. Everything gets underway at 9 o'clock after Mass, and we'll be done by 12:30, unless you want to stay for the Hawkeye postgame show with Gary till 1 o'clock. And Joe Stopp and I will be hosting that.
Well, I'll be done by 12 or 12:30. I don't know about you guys.
I figured as much.
No, I don't know about you guys.
I figured as much. It's all good, and yeah, looking forward to seeing everyone down there. So make sure you say hi.
Have fun. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, John, I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Right now, we've got a very wet day starting out here in Central Iowa. Right now from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, cloudy skies, rain in the area, 68 degrees, south-southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, and it's blowing in that humidity at 90% this morning. And today, we'll see scattered showers throughout the day, then maybe some sun. They're saying after 3 o'clock this afternoon, things may turn for the better. It'll dry out. High of 78 degrees. We'll have south winds pushing that humidity in at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low of 67 degrees. Then tomorrow, on your Saturday, stray storms are possible. High of 80 degrees. Sunday, more of the same. Stray storms with a high of 82 degrees. And on Monday, showers and thunderstorms return with a high of 84 degrees. Well, in the news, on this Friday morning, well, weekly jobless claims here in the state of Iowa are up, which is an unusual spike in a month-long downward trend. Now, first-time jobless claims rose in the most recent week, as did ongoing claims, which were up by 5%. The ongoing unemployment claims more accurately reflect the state's actual unemployment rate, and that's tied for fourth lowest in the country at 3.7%. Now, first-time weekly jobless claims jumped by 841. That's a spike of about 20%. And ongoing jobless claims for the most recent week jumped over 1,187. That's reflecting of a spike of about 5% following a 6% drop the previous week. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday at the Girls and Boys State Track Meet held at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, the Dowling and Girl and Boys team both had participants, and Dowling Girls in the first round, Emily Ball in the shot put placed third for the Maroons. She is a senior. In the boys' events, Jackson Heidish placed first in the boys' 3,200-meter run. He is just a sophomore, and his teammate, senior Will Ryan, placed third in that event. Dowling Catholic junior Mikey McLean qualified for the finals in the 100-meter and the 200-meter dash, which will be on Saturday. Yesterday afternoon, AAA baseball was held at Principal Park in between the raindrops. The iCubs defeated the Omaha Storm Chasers by the score of 16-1 at Principal Park. Park. The iCubs benefited from 5 home runs. Tonight, same 2 teams. First pitch, 7 o'clock, and fireworks will follow the ball game. And yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard in the National League, the Cardinals in Milwaukee had the day off for some of the Midwest teams, but the Cubs win. They were at home, and they defeated Washington 5-2. In the American League, the White Sox in Kansas City had the day off. The Twins were involved with a doubleheader, and they split a doubleheader out in Los Angeles. The Angels won the first game 7-1, and the Twins come back and win the nightcap 6-3. And once again, today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has the high school girls and boys state track meet continuing at Drake Stadium. The large schools, including Dowling Catholic, they'll get underway today at 3:30, and then tomorrow they'll begin at 2 o'clock at Drake Stadium. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently cloudy skies, rain in the area, 68 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, the humidity up to 90% this morning. And today we'll see scattered showers throughout the day, then some sun late in the afternoon, mainly after 3 o'clock things should dry out, a high of 78 degrees with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident free as we continue this morning, making that drive into downtown for both the east and west mix. You're running about 7 minutes in both directions. Again, lots of traffic this weekend around Drake University with the state track meet underway, and then going to see lots of traffic as well downtown with the due tour happening. Also has 2nd Avenue closed between Park and I-235. So just use a little extra caution as you are out and about with a lot of visitors in town this weekend. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Many martyrs had every opportunity to save their lives, but the price paid to keep today's saint's life was too steep. He couldn't get out of it. Saint Cristobal Magellanus today in Companions. There were 25 men who stood up to the brutal anti-Catholic regime in Mexico in the early 1900s. Cristobal was a diocesan priest who taught in an officially sanctioned seminary in Guadalajara until it was closed. Instead of taking the setback lying down, he formed a secret seminary at his own parish and took to the rural areas on his province to spread the Catholic faith and to minister to Catholics. He founded an orphanage, helped the poor establish garden plots, and encouraged devotion to the rosary. In 1927, he was captured, though, and he was executed by firing squad. Many of these martyrs that were with him, such as another parish priest, Luis Batiste, and his parishioners, David, Manuel, and Salvador, were members of the Cristero movement. The movement pledged their allegiance to Christ and to the church he established. Even when Mexico made it a crime to be baptized or to celebrate the Mass, they went forward, and they never looked back. Today we celebrate St. Cristobal Magellanus and Companions and ask them to pray for us. Amen. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting our show. We appreciate you, Doc, and all the work you're doing there in Limpopo, South Africa. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. All right, when we come back, Dr. Barbara Decker is in the house, Executive Director of Catholic Charities. They got an event with the bishop that we're going to be talking about and promoting, but also in the last year, how have things looked for Catholic Charities? What has changed? What's not changed? And the great work they continue to do all throughout Iowa. Barbara Decker, when we come back. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, May 21st. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Tomorrow, Father Bob Aubrey celebrates his 50th anniversary of ordination to priesthood. Thank you, Father, for your many years of service. The 6th annual Ignatian Retreat at the new Emmaus House home in Urbandale is Saturday, July 31st. This all-day retreat features Father Dan Credick, who will share his reflections on Ignatian spirituality. For more information and to register, go to theemmaushouse.org. That's theemmaushouse.org. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson this morning at 9 a.m. Bishop will be visiting with Joe Stopulis about the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference tomorrow morning. This conference will feature keynote Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Learn more about the conference and this interview this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Did you know when you support Iowa Catholic Radio, you can make your donation go farther by asking your employer about matching gifts? Ask your employer about matching gifts, and thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bozeman.com.
No man is an island we can found. No man is an island.
I want to thank Five Suns Naturescapes, Landscape and Design, for underwriting the show. Catholic veteran-owned family. Wide range of high-quality landscape services, including paver patios, retaining walls, sidewalks, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. 493-1060. Thanks again for underwriting the show. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Let's go to our next guest, Executive Director of Catholic Charities, Dr. Barbara Decker. Hello, Doctor.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you.
We haven't seen you for a while, John.
I haven't seen you for a while either, and it's good to have you on.
Thank you.
I was talking this morning a little bit earlier. You've got quite the resume.
Well, thank you. We won't go through that today,
No. But now you've taken your talents over to Catholic Charities. You've been there how many years now?
3 years.
3 years.
It'll be 3 years in June.
My goodness.
I've enjoyed it, and we've had our challenges over the last year, but it's also been a productive year as well.
The one thing you are most proud of over the course of the last year regarding Catholic Charities is?
Very easy to respond
to.
Our staff.
I thought I'd get you.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't get you.
Our staff has been so committed, John, and dedicated to all of our programs, and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But in particular, I just want to recognize them, our leadership, of course, the bishop in terms of his very prudent approach to respond to the pandemic. So all very good.
This has been a trying year.
I
can only imagine for the people that you're serving.
Yes, very much so.
Are you seeing an increased need because of the last year?
So much, especially in the food pantry, in our shelters, as we look at counseling in that area as well. And so all of our programs and services have been stretched. And yet at the same time, we've been able to stay open and respond and serve the clients and the residents.
Are people coming to you? I mean, are they knocking down the doors of Catholic Charities? Or do you guys go out and find them?
Both. I would say both. We certainly know our neighborhoods and our communities and those in need. And in some cases, of course, we're working with Polk County and the state where we are having residents come into our facilities. And then other times we're doing outreach as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a number of donations from our parishes and just opportunities to be able to connect with our community.
When I write a check to Catholic Charities, where does that go?
That goes into our operations. It goes directly into all of our programs and services. It gets to our clients. And maybe one quick example is our general relief and disaster relief that we've had this past year. We've been able, with approximately $100,000, to be able to provide COVID relief, derecho relief, and then also just the general needs of rental assistance and eviction assistance.
Wow. Were you kind of at the forefront of the derecho
work?
Well, we worked with some of our other Catholic charities, particularly in Dubuque. We worked with them as well. But we were central to some of the communities and citizens here in terms of providing that support as well.
I kind of feel like the last years, you know, almost for someone like you in this position, especially for a nonprofit work, it feels like 5 years almost, right?
Well, you know, you take it with very calmly,
yeah.
Because you have to, I mean, the challenges come to you,
yeah.
you know, every day. And yet you want to be able to respond because you remember that you're helping people.
You have there's going to be a foursome in the Catholic Charities event for Iowa Catholic Radio's golf outing, and we're going to be golfing in yours, which
That's
is a lot of fun.
That's what I hear.
You got a great stuff every year with the bishop, you know, a golf outing. But that's the fun part. You know, you're in people's lives and working with people when oftentimes they're at their lowest.
Very much so. And you know, John, that we're working with people who have very basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about that, I mean, there are many, many organizations that we work with. But when you're working with clients and individuals who have very basic essential needs, you know that they need help.
How do you keep the staff kind of going? When you're working around that, it sometimes maybe get depressing. It can
mm-hmm.
They can struggle themselves. How do you keep that morale going?
Yeah, and you know, they do the same for me as well.
Yeah.
Because it's reciprocal. When you think about how you motivate each other, it's really their commitment, their dedication, their passion. So over the last year, we've been having different types of opportunities to be able to connect. And of course, we have the Council Bluffs office as well. So we want to be sure that we're connecting with them by Zoom, unfortunately, mm-hmm. by newsletter, by any means, that we can talk to each other and help each other, because it is that emotional help as well.
We'll get to the breakfast here, but
yes.
Moving forward, what do you find is something you're really excited about?
Yeah.
With
in the next year, in fact, we just had a board meeting just the other day. So we're looking at opportunities to certainly retain our current programs, but also expand our programs as well. And we have a couple of initiatives, too soon to talk about,
yeah.
That we want to be able to introduce to the communities and to our parishes.
Very cool. All right. So now what's this whole breakfast with the bishop? Whose idea was this?
Well, you can think of Beth and Holly. Beth Gibbons and Holly Ackerman, you may have
yes.
met them before, and they really work hard at looking at ways in terms of not only the fundraising events that we have, but also the friend-raising events as well. So this is that opportunity for our parishes and for the community to meet with the bishop in a very short, intimate, you know, setting,
mm-hmm.
meeting breakfast with the bishop. And I thought that was just really clever to be able to spend that hour together. And it will be informal, and people will have the opportunity in which to register, come in around 8 o'clock on June 16th, that's a Wednesday, and they're going to be meeting with the bishop and myself, and then also one of our program managers who oversees the poverty reduction area.
Hmm. So, now, tell me about that. What's the poverty reduction?
That includes our shelter here in Des Moines, the emergency family shelter, and then also it includes our outreach, our food pantry as well.
Tell me about the work you guys are doing for the immigrant.
In terms of refugee resettlement,
yeah.
We do significant work. Unfortunately, over the last year, we haven't had many new refugees coming into
sure.
the United States, of course, but we are expecting an increase over this summer and then into the fall.
If a pregnant woman needs help, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. We do a number of things in terms of providing services, depending upon what those needs are. Sometimes it is counseling services,
mm-hmm.
just in terms of going through the pregnancy. But sometimes also it's just the need to be able to connect, you know, if they're homeless or if they need housing assistance or if it's involving a domestic abuse situation. So we have many different types of services, but we also reach out. We know what our services are. We also reach out to the community in terms of services that are provided through them too.
And I know someone that I'm close with, and they did not make a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
have not made a lot of money, and they really were in need of counseling.
Yes.
And I referred them to you guys, and
mm-hmm.
They took advantage of that. What does
mm-hmm.
that look like if
mm-hmm.
someone, because, you know, counseling can be expensive, but
yes.
for those that maybe not have a lot but really need it, what do you do?
Yeah, we have a sliding fee scale, and so we're one of very few counseling organizations that do offer that ability in which to see a counselor or a therapist at a very low rate of pay. So, you know, that's assessed at the time that they come in. And we want to be able to provide people, regardless of their income, assistance.
I can't imagine you all, for anything, turn people away.
No, we would not turn people away. We may not be able to accommodate them, not because of pay, but because maybe of their own circumstances. But we do refer them on to others that can help.
I mean, you've got so much going on there at Catholic Charities. I mean, I'm always just so impressed. And I see your graphics and, you know, this percent of people that you helped and this percent. I mean, it's awesome work. You keep it up.
Well, thank you very much. We look forward to really serving the not only the communities, but our parishes in particular. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot of work in the rural communities. Of course, we cover the 23-county area. So we are working and trying to do more outreach with the communities in the rural areas, too.
Well, we at Iowa Catholic Radio love being a microphone for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You keep
all
up the good work.
No, keep inviting us.
We will definitely do that. Dr. Barbara Decker. And what's the date of that breakfast again?
It's June the 16th at 8 o'clock. And they can go on to our website, CatholicCharitiesDM.org.
CatholicCharitiesDM.org. It's a great website, by the way.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Thank you.
No, I'll let Beth pretty know easy that. To use. CatholicCharitiesDM.org. That's Dr. Barbara Decker, everyone, Executive Director of Catholic Charities here in Des Moines. That puts this Friday in the books. It puts the week in the books, friends. Remember tomorrow, the men's conference, iowacatholicradio.com. Click on events. We would love to see you there. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us. Protect us from evil and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.